Good morning.
Good morning.
Start by reading from Romans 6 today, verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end is everlasting life. In reading this, I had a couple thoughts that I'd like to convey this morning. Number one, we know that we cannot earn our salvation through anything that we do. However, what we obey does show whether we are a slave of sin or to righteousness. This is a fruit bearing witness to who and what we worship. Secondly, the end of the passage reminds us that the wages of sin is death. Therefore, we must not present ourselves as instruments of sin, but that of righteousness. And then the third thing, that there's many things in this passage that we could go deep into detail, but one thing that always cuts me to my heart is the reminder in verse 19. And in verse 19, the statement says, "For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness." In the thoughts of my own personal life, I always consider there's a statement. I had a friend that I spent some time with, and I always said, you know, as hard as I went for sin, you know, before Christ, I want to go that much harder for Christ now that He's saved me and set me free. So I read this verse, and I somewhat relate to that type of mindset where it's like, I don't want to go back. It's time to serve Christ. So let us, I would challenge us all today to go after holiness in a manner that exceeds the effort that we once placed in our pursuit in sin, for sin. Let us pray. Father, we humble ourselves before you and acknowledge our hopelessness without the great sacrifice of Jesus our Redeemer. Lord, forgive us our trespasses and empower us by your Spirit to walk in holiness. Let us not blaspheme your name amongst the Gentiles, but let us be witnesses to those without you. For others that may be listening and uncertain right now, let us always examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. If we hear your voice today, let us not harden our hearts as in the rebellion. We thank you for your great grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.